Hello everyone, today is August the 5th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he's going to be answering any questions, hearing your comments regarding the Spiritual Law of Nature that he posted this week on YouTube. Of course, if you have any other questions, he would have time for that as well. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we begin, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or maybe even you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So, this week's topic was called The Two Pillars. Alex, did you want to share anything before we begin? And then, of course, afterwards, if you have a question or comment, anyone, you can press star 2 and that'll raise your hand so Alex can connect with you. So, Alex.
Thank you so much, Johanna. Yeah, I'm excited today. Actually, while I'm here recording this, the Nashville Predators are about to play in the playoffs, so I had to have this on, being a Nashvillian, and Nashville loves the Predators, so big game happening right now while we're talking, so, but I'm with you 100%, I promise. Yeah, we've been talking for the last several weeks in the spiritual laws about that the main thing everybody wants is to feel good now and feel good later. The second thing everybody wants is for people they care about and love to feel good now and feel good later. And what we do in our lives to try to secure that, and that how typically the things most of us do in order to try to feel good now and feel good later are the very things that are keeping us from feeling good now and feeling good later. So we've been lied to. We're believing a lie. We got bad information that maybe makes logical sense, but in the spiritual realm, spiritual realm is like the quantum realm. In quantum physics, anything is possible. Seriously. In quantum physics, I read a paper about this one time. In quantum physics, the truth would be that if you went up to a brick wall and banged your head against the brick wall over and over and over and over, that there would be a time that you went straight through the wall with no harm. Now, of course, you'd be dead by then, but you get the idea. Nothing is impossible in the realm of quantum physics. Well, the spiritual laws are rooted in not the natural, but the supernatural, okay? And that's where miracles happen. And so it makes total sense to me that as human creatures, some of the ways that we would try to get what we want most, like feeling good now and feeling good later, would work in the natural, but would work against us in the spiritual. And that's exactly what is happening. And so we talk about how to get it right spiritually, and the physical will be even better when the spiritual is right. The spiritual is the primary, but most of us live like the physical and the natural is primary. So we got to change our thinking. We got to change what's in our heart. We got to change our intention every day, prioritizing what is most important. And then this week's spiritual law is the two pillars of significance and security. And you cannot ever be completely okay in your life if both of those aren't right. And you've got to have both. If you only have one, you're like a boat with one oar. You're just going to go in circles in your life. You got to have both, significance and security. Security is am I physically safe from, you know, am I in a war zone or is someone trying to hurt me? Is someone trying to abuse me or saying slanderous, negative lies, bad things about me? Or am I safe, both physically, mentally, and spiritually? And then the significance is I need to believe and know that I'm a person of significance, not superior to you. Most people who have a superiority thing, it comes from inferiority internally. So not superior, not inferior. I'm significant, okay? The world is better with me here. I have something to contribute that matters, okay? And of all the people I've worked with over 30 years, every single person had an issue in one of those areas or both, as did I, as did Hope. So how your significance and security goes is it's the two pillars of you. And if those pillars are strong and on a good foundation, then you can build anything you want on top of that thing, of that foundation. And it'll be great for the rest of your life, your career, your relationships, your health. But if your pillars are not strong, if your significance and security are shaky, then the things you build on top of that foundation, again, your career, health, relationships, et cetera, they're not going to be so great because one of those pillars may be crumbling, one may fall down, and when that falls down, all of a sudden you've got cancer, or all of a sudden you're stuck at work, or all of a sudden you've got a big relationship issue. Sorry about my dog barking. Do the best I can with that. But so that is absolutely critical to every single person on the planet every day that you're alive. That internally, in your heart and mind, you have significance and security. And you can't buy that. A lot of people try to buy it or numb themselves from it because it hurts to feel it and think about it. That'll never work. All that'll lead to is addiction and negative habits. But you can heal it, fix it, change your intention, start prioritizing the spiritual, and your significance and security will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and so will everything in your life. If you're wondering, well, how did I get this problem? How come I feel pretty insecure? Where did this come from? Well, the basic thing is that it came through your ancestry and the early years of your life. Basically, if you received love and truth, you've got good significance and security. If you received falsehood, lies, and fear, then your significance and security are lacking. But fortunately, again, those things can be healed, fixed. You can set a new course on your sailboat, a new intention every morning when your feet hit the floor, and typically in 6 months be a totally different person with a strong foundation for whatever you want to do and build in your life. So that's it for me on that part, Johanna.
All right. Thanks, Alex. So if any of you have any comments or questions you'd like to share or ask Alex, you can press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And I'm going to unmute your line. We have one hand up, Alex, so I'm going to go ahead and open.
All right.
Okay, and your line is open, 9037.
Yes, I hear Dr. Lloyd mention something sometimes that he calls spontaneous healing. And
yeah.
I was wondering if he could define that again because it's been a while, and I know you talked about it before. But
yeah, I feel that's actually something that happened to me. When I was 27, 28 years old, and I was trying hard to do things right, and every area of my life was crashing, and I felt bad all the time. Friends were telling me I looked 10 years older than I was. I had all the symptoms of cancer. Have no idea if I had cancer, but I had all the symptoms. And my life was just basically awful, okay? Worst it's ever been. Nothing else has been close. And I had a spiritual experience in the 6 weeks after that, where I kind of learned what real love is and that I'd been living by a fake love. both for God and for Hope and myself and everyone else in my life. And that's why I was self-destructing, basically. And after I made a vow, basically a vow to God that I'll never do it right, but I'm going to commit to real love for the rest of my life, no matter what, something changed in me that was very dramatic. I'd never felt it before, and it's never changed back. Now, I make more mistakes than anybody I know, but I've never gone back there again, and my life has gotten better and better and better. And when you read about people who've had near-death experience, okay, the great majority of the ones that survive that, it becomes the most positive experience of their life. And to the degree that people close to them say, that's not the same person. I mean, something is, and oftentimes that person had tried to change some of those things many times and had been unsuccessful. And then I've also seen it with health, where someone had some terrible health condition, maybe even was on their deathbed or whatever, and they prayed, or somebody prayed over them or for them or something, and all of a sudden they're healed. And it didn't take 6 weeks or 6 months. Now, that's very, very rare, but the non-health spontaneous healing is much more common and happened to me, and I see it happen fairly regularly. And when the non-physical happens, typically your health gets better and better from there anyway, but it happens with the physical too. It's just rarer. And to me, that is an issue of relationship and prayer with God, with yourself, and with others. And it reaches a point where something happens.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Alex. So if anyone else has a question or comment, again, press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line for Alex. And I'm checking online to see if anyone has typed anything. I don't see anything online. If you are online, you can type a question, and I can read it to Alex. And let's see. No, it looks like we don't have any other hands up, Alex.
All right. Well, remember that you can send your question in. You don't have to be here, and we will answer it for you, post the recording, and you can listen to it whenever you want. And I also wanted to say, right now, I'm starting a new series that is the Top 10 Spiritual Laws. Now, there have been over 200 spiritual laws, and I've already kind of given my favorites in the ones that we've done up until now, and now I'm starting on the ones that, to people listening who wrote in, called in, sent us an email, whatever, were their favorites. And so we're going into the top 10 spiritual laws, not in any certain order. And then after that, I'm going to be starting a new thing that I'm calling Deep Water. And Deep Water is going to be doing something I've never done, which is talk about social issues, gay, lesbian, gender issues, divorce, death, all kinds of stuff. So keep your eye out for that as well. And that's it for me, Johanna. Love you.
Oh, love you too, Alex. All right, sounds exciting. So we're going to go ahead and allow any of you, if you would like, to get a custom code or trilogy by you can press star 2 on your phone. It's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line, and we can get you a custom trilogy or a custom healing code for whatever issue you would like to address. So star 2 is going to raise your hand. Unfortunately, if you're online and you are typing something in, I can't really test for you in that way, but if you're on the phone, we can certainly do that. So our first caller is from New York. Your number is 5446. 5446, your line is open.
Oh, hi, Johanna. It's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so honored that you took my call, and so quickly. I'm so happy. Yeah, I haven't called this program for a while. I was mostly at work. But anyway, I have exhaustion issues. I sometimes I'll get so tired and that I'll just be beyond what I can do. And it's gotten worse lately. I actually have gone to doctors. So far, they can't find anything wrong. I went to an endocrinologist today, and she took a blood test, and she said she'd let me know. But this has been going on for actually years. But it's gotten a lot worse lately. I had a very stressful event about 6 weeks ago, and that kind of exacerbated things. It was started with a very bad dizzy spell, and then after that, I was like, I lost my energy after that. But I have some good days, but mostly not. And so it concerns me.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the most negative feeling, belief, or emotion that you're experiencing with this?
Yeah, I was really depressed on Sunday thinking about it and thinking that that it was my health was downhill from now on and that I would never get really better and that, you know, I had to adjust to a new low in the way I was feeling. It was really depressing.
Oh, very. And on a scale from 1 to 10, when you think about what you were experiencing that day, how strong was it?
It was at least an 8.
Okay. Is there an earlier memory that you can recall in your life when you felt the same way about something?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, a significant one.
Not really. Not offhand. I'd have to go into deep meditation to pursue that. I don't.
Okay.
Not offhand.
Okay, and that's
but
fine.
But I do have a history of. I remember now that I used to always feel. Very often, I would feel that I would never. The word "never" came up a lot for me. That I'll never get, you know, succeed or get better or get out of this, whatever it was. I was doomed forever. I used to feel that a lot.
Even from the time you were a child, or
I remember feeling that as a teenager. You know,
okay.
That things would never improve. I think it took a few years for that to finally settle in my mind. I quote unquote realized that I would never, and then whatever it would be, you know, just different things. They're kind
okay,
of
so never, just
say.
Never good enough, never.
I would never have. You know, the goodness that I wanted.
Okay. So what I would suggest we do is use the protocol that we're going to create for you today, and I would take it through the 12 categories, looking for any and all memories, known or unknown, in your life when you have felt this way, never good enough.
Yeah.
So if you have if you do the relationship issue finder, answer those questions, you'll get some indicators of where negative programming and memories are stored that contribute to this kind of a feeling mm-hmm. about your current condition. So we heal the heart issues, and hopefully the body will pick up, the immune system will be stronger and start addressing the physical issues. And that's what we always hope for. But we're looking for the heart, the stress that's stored there that's kind of dumbing the immune system down.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be a good help for you. Would you like to have a custom trilogy or a custom healing code?
Healing, please. Healing codes.
Okay. Do you know healing codes too, or just?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead and get a code for you. Can you say for me, "I desire to be healthy"?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Okay, this fear issue.
This fear issue.
All right, very good. Okay, so this is going to be addressing all the things that you do recognize consciously, but also unconsciously. And as I said, as we heal those heart issues, our hope is that the physical body will start feeling better too.
Okay.
Okay, the first position,
mm-hmm.
both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
The second position, left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Jaw, right hand temple. Okay.
Then third position, both hands touching the high bridge.
Okay. All right.
And the fourth position, both hands, Adam's apple. And that's it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you. Don't give up. There's always hope.
I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So our next caller is from Illinois. Your number is 1799, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. What would you like to address
today? Okay. So off and on, I've been just healing, focusing on healing this core issue of me having this fear of failure. And also what I'm realizing is through that process that I allow people to define my value. So it's hard for me to think of myself as I'm valuable, I'm lovable, just because that's my own security in God. Intellectually, I know that. But if people don't give me that kind of feedback, it makes me feel very insecure. And what triggered this whole thing was last week, an event happened, through work, there was a relationship that someone was just being very harsh with me and mixed with distrust of my character and all that. And that reminded me that I always have a hard time with people who are harsh. And it's hard for me just to really think in a mature way or respond in a mature way. Like all of a sudden, if somebody is harsh or accusing me of something, all of a sudden I'm like a seven-year-old, like I fold. Mm-hmm. And just I can't think maturely and then really respond, you know, in a mature way. And that just, you know, it was kind of discouraging. I'm like, oh, I thought I got better. And I realized that's a really a weak area for me. And I'm sure it's related to the fear of failure and, you know, my core issue. So I want to know if there's something that I could do just to help with this particular type of setting when people who are not kind, who are not trusting of me and questioning my performance and or even my heart, and how can I be, you know, at a healed, a mature place that I can respond with, you know, logic and
right.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes a lot of sense. And Sheena, I would recommend you do the relationship issue finder and ask yourself when. Well, do that. It'll give you some good scores to look at as far as memories stored that have this fear, that are feeding this current fear. And I suspect there are things in when you were younger when you experienced the same thing. As a matter of fact, is there a memory that pops up when you were maybe around 7 years old that you experienced this kind of fear when someone was harsh or unkind to you?
Maybe I know when I was an infant. For some reason, I remember that. But it doesn't trigger a lot of emotions, but I remember that incident, someone who was unkind.
Okay.
And
so
when I was about fifth grade, there was also a teacher incident. Again, I feel like I've worked on that experience a lot, that it doesn't trigger emotions, but I remember those events that made me feel ashamed. But 10 years ago, what I remember, then as I was thinking about it and healing on it last week, so one relationship that I've had the longest time to get over, and for some reason I didn't remember the harshness in that relationship, but as I was thinking about it, that totally came up. So that was about, you know, 30 years ago. And then there was another event 10 years ago. I thought I was over it. But I'm like, wow, that was really harsh. I just, nothing triggered it afterwards, but I don't think I'm really healed from it.
Okay.
So those two, even though they're later, but they're still, they still kind of create some emotional tension
mm-hmm.
When I think about them.
Okay. Okay, so what I would suggest we do is do the relationship issue finder, address the, particularly the categories that have a lower score. You could do those first or just start from the top. But look for areas of relationship issues where you have felt this way. It could be unforgiveness. You know, maybe in unforgiveness you felt this fear because someone was really harsh with you and made a statement or treated you a particular way, and maybe you still have negative feelings towards that person or yourself. It could be in the goodness and the kindness categories, very significant categories that Alex was even talking about today, you know, because we need to feel significant. We need to know that you are significant. And from what you're sharing, it sounds like there's some programming that says you're not. And so you cower, you know. You don't feel significant enough to stand up for yourself when you're when people are unkind. So security as well, you know. Am I safe in this environment? Am I safe physically, mentally, spiritually? So goodness and kindness, those two areas would be interesting. But would you like to have
a trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what category would seek? Like, I constantly, I don't always think about it, but whenever I'm doing the healing code or trilogy, when I think about in this moment I'm safe, it always brings a lot of peace to me. So that says to me that somehow subconsciously I don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what category is that?
Well, there's goodness. And there's kindness, and there's also humility. It could come from several categories. But when you don't feel safe, it's more like a kindness category. But it's also a goodness category. So, you know, if we don't feel, if we don't believe we're significant or good enough, we're not going to feel safe anywhere. We're going to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
We're going to feel less than. So I would take this custom trilogy I'm going to create for you through all 12 categories, meaning address one per day, and ask you yourself, okay, what do I recognize? Even if it seems like it's healed, Sheen, if it shows up, there's probably still some more healing that needs to be done. If it was a traumatic memory, oftentimes our feeler gets turned down or off, and we know something happened, but we don't have any feelings. So that just indicates that there is some stuff that still needs to heal.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and get a trilogy. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay. Okay, minute number one. Acupoints and meridians. We're going to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand, all the points.
Okay.
And then we're going to customize them. Start at the collarbones, little finger, under the nose, then the sore spots, index finger, and the side of the eyes, then the middle of the chest, thumb, eyebrows, and then do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
Second, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Third, left hand below the belly button, right hand brainstem.
Right hand, brainstem. Brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next one, both hands, temples. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You start at the base, and slide all the way up 3 times without stopping. You can do that slowly or you can do it quickly.
Okay.
Then start at the solar plexus. Slide up to the throat.
Okay.
Slide down to the heart.
Okay.
Slide down to below the belly button. Slide all the way up to the forehead.
Okay.
Slide to the heart. And then slide all the way up and over. You can do that slowly, pausing, or you can go just quickly all the way up and over. It's up to you and how much time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay. Do I think about those events when I'm doing it?
No. You want to picture a love picture. Create something that when you think about it, it just helps you feel a connection to peace, to love. It can be imagined.
Okay.
It can be real. And only time you give a thought to the negative is when you're setting your intention or saying the prayer beforehand. So as you're exploring the categories, you ask yourself, okay, what do I recognize in this particular area of my heart? Say it's unforgiveness, or say it's kindness, or say a memory comes up, in the goodness category when you didn't feel good enough, and you recognize that and it still feels, negative. Okay, my intention is to heal this memory and any others that are connected to it right now, and then do your trilogy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So we still have a little time. If anyone else would like to get a custom code or a custom trilogy, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And at this moment, I don't see any other hands raised. So what we're going to do is go ahead and end our call today. I want to thank you all for participating. Do send in any questions if you'd like Alex to address them. And God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye.